This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Elliot Shore Parks is an Eagles reporter for WIP Sports Radio in Philly, also the podcast host for Go Birds Pod. He's also one of the radio.com NFL insiders as well, on Twitter at Elliot Shore Parks. And he joins us now here on 1080 The Fan. Elliot, thanks so much for the time. And I know it's a busy situation for you right now with everything that's going on. Look, DeSean Jackson quotes a fake Hitler quote, then kind of defends it, then apologizes, then talks to the Eagles brass and learns about Hitler. And then Steven Jackson's jumped into this thing. Now this whole thing is turning into a mess. What do we know about the way Philly is going to try to handle this with DeSean, or have they already moved on from this?
Yeah, so the Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie has a long history of kind of working with players that have found themselves in this situation. Now, obviously, it's hard to compare this situation apples to apples to any other, because it isn't often a player quotes Hitler on Instagram. But, you know, if you look throughout Jeffrey Lurie's tenure, he was one of the owners that signed Michael Vick when other teams wouldn't. 7 years ago, when Riley Cooper said a racial slur at a concert, he kept Riley Cooper on the team and worked with Riley Cooper. And now I think what you're going to see with DeSean, and at least early indications are, they are not going to cut DeSean. Both Jeffrey Lurie and GM Howie Roseman talked to DeSean yesterday. I think they want to use this opportunity, as harmful as it was to a lot of people. I think they want to try to use this opportunity to educate and to have DeSean have some good come out of this. So definitely been a crazy 2 days around the Eagles. I would say nothing is officially decided, but at this point, it seems like they will be keeping DeSean on the roster.
Well, and you mentioned Riley Cooper there. I'm curious how much you think their decision with DeSean has to do with the way they handled Riley Cooper, because a lot of people have tried to point that out in the last 24 hours. If we remember what he said in the video that went viral, and then they, I think, fined him and then suspended him from a couple of offseason activities, and then the next year he got a 5-year contract extension. How much of just that handling has to do with the way they handled DeSean Jackson in this case?
Well, I can tell you that a lot of people here in Philadelphia, after this kind of became a big story yesterday, have pointed to the fact that, look, if you cut DeSean because of this, there's certainly an argument to be made. It's a bit of a double standard with what happened with Riley Cooper. Now, you know, obviously both these situations, what both players said, are offensive and terrible, and I'm not going to compare the two. But, you know, yeah, there's absolutely no question. When the Eagles kept Riley Cooper 7 years ago, They set somewhat of a precedent in how they're going to handle things. So I do think that probably factored, or at least, you know, when they had the discussion about what to do, I would imagine that came up.
Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks covers the Eagles for WIP Sports Radio in Philly. We're talking to DeSean Jackson and the fake Hitler quote he kind of defended, then apologized for. You know what strikes me, and Steven Jack, I feel the same way about Steven Jackson based on comments and audio we've heard in the last hour and a half or so. It seems like both these individuals don't have any idea what Hitler did. Like, it seems like they've been told he's bad, but that they're not entirely grasping or understanding what Hitler did. Am I wrong in reading into that?
Well, I haven't had a chance to speak to DeSean or Steven Jackson. I mean, you would like to think that both of them, or really, I mean, anybody over the age of, I don't know, 16, would know what Hitler did. I think, yeah. I mean, you know, I think that's probably pretty basic stuff. Now, what I would say is, from being around the team this offseason, the Eagles, I mean, a lot of the players on the team have been really involved in the social justice issues that have kind of swept the nation. I know that Deshaun's voice, especially so in the locker room, has been a big one. He kind of encouraged players like Carson Wentz to step up and use his platform. So looking at what Deshaun said over the last few days, and I think the Eagles put it best when they called it appalling, offensive, and horrible. But I think it did not come from a place of ignorance. I think it came from a place – or I'm sorry, it did not come from a place of hate. It might have come more from a place of ignorance. Mm. And I think that it was just a mistake on his part of trying to use his voice for what he believed was good, but just obviously going about it in a very, very bad way.
Well, how have the fans reacted to this? I know Deshaun's been around that organization a long time, being there and then leaving and now coming back. Just what has been the reaction? How do they feel about Deshaun in that city? How are Eagle fans feeling?
It's very mixed, I would say. I mean, as you know, we kind of talked about, there is definitely a portion of the fan base that feels that because the team kept Bradley Cooper, they owe it to, you know, kind of hold Deshaun to those same standards in terms of, at best, maybe, you know, he has to be suspended for a few days or something like that. So there's certainly a portion of the fan base that, while everybody in the fan base agrees what Deshaun did was wrong, there's a portion of the fan base that feels, because of the Bradley Cooper thing, the Eagles are in a tough situation. And there is a portion of the fan base that believes Deshaun Jackson should be cut. I mean, let's not, you know, there's certainly a lot of angles to this and there's a lot of layers, but let's not get around it. What he said was really offensive. So there is definitely a good portion of the fan base that feels that he should be cut.
Yeah. Elliot, let me ask you this about one of his teammates, Carson Wentz. There was an article of ranking quarterbacks, because it's that time of year again, camps around the corner, so we have to dive into it. And it was asking people around the league to rank QBs. Carson Wentz comes in at 8. His highest ranking was 2. His lowest ranking, somebody in the NFL is either playing a troll job or they legitimately believe this. His lowest ranking is 14th. There is somebody working within the NFL that believes there are 13 quarterbacks better than Carson Wentz. Your thoughts?
Well, I think if you're just looking at last year, you can certainly argue that he's somewhere closer to 14 than he is to 2. I don't even think that's debatable. Carson Wentz really struggled for a lot of last year. He was good towards the end of the year, and you know that's what franchise quarterbacks do. They put their team on the back when they need to. But I think that Carson, when you look at the greater scope of the NFL, and maybe, you know, don't take age into consideration, I think he's somewhere around 9, 10, 11, around there. Carson's issue is, if you don't watch every snap he plays, you'll see some highlights and say, okay, he can make throws that the only one or two other people can't. But when you watch Carson consistently, he has accuracy issues. He misses a lot of easy throws. And, you know, quarterback win record over his 4 years, I think, is only 4 games over 500. So he's had some highs and some lows. And I think overall he's averaged out to a pretty average quarterback. So, you know, 14, that's probably not where I would put him. But I do think he is much more along the lines of, you know, 9, 10, 11, even 12. Then he's nowhere near number 2.
Yeah, you're in the Mahomes-Russell Wilson kind of categories at that point. I saw you came out with a piece, I think, this morning, and we've highlighted this, wondering how it's going to go with the league, because it was a really bad look for baseball. But the financial fight between the owners and the players, and if there's not fans and revenues are down, how much less are you asking them to take? And there's a report that came out last night, I believe, that they're trying to put it into basically an account. We'll give it back to you later, kind of an escrow account. Are you at on this? Like, how is this going to work for the players? How do you think the Eagles players are handling this? Like, where's that going to go for the NFL?
So I thought the interesting thing about the way the baseball negotiations played out is they were so public. And so that really, it seemed like, angered a lot of fans because, you know, they, you know, millionaires versus billionaires, right? Well, the thing with the NFL is everything they do is public. The NFL is the most reported on sport in the country. So if it does become a back and forth battle, it is going to be public and it's going to be ugly. And I think people are going to be really upset if, come, you know, last week of July, teams aren't reporting for training camp. So the NFL asking to put, I think it was 35% of the player's salary in an escrow account, I can see why the players would not want to do that. The NFL wanting to play 2 preseason games, I can see why the players wouldn't want to do that. So I do believe there'll be some back and forth, but look, covering the NFL for the last 10 years, one thing we know is, unfortunately, the NFL's Players Association is probably the weakest players association of all the major sports. They never win these negotiations. The NFL always gets the better end of the deal. So there might be some back and forth, but ultimately, I would be surprised if, come the last week of July, we're not talking training camp football.
Is there ever a boring time to cover Philly sports?
Absolutely not. I mean, look, this is not a joking matter. Obviously, this is a very serious, offensive issue, but There's never a boring day in Philadelphia when it comes to sports.
It's crazy, man. The DeSean Jackson fake Hitler quote that he kind of defended, then apologized for, and then mixed that in with little Carson Wentz NFL talk. Elliot Shore Parks, one of the best out there, covers the Eagles for WIP Sports Radio and our radio.com NFL insider. Elliot, we always appreciate the time out here out west in Portland. Thanks so much for hopping on, man, and a very busy day for you. And we'll have to catch up with you soon once the season gets closer.
Sounds good. Look forward to it, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.